The word evaluation often stirs up negative associations from our school years of being tested or critiqued. However, Tony Robbins will convince you that evaluations are actually powerful tools that can shape your destiny in both positive and negative ways. Not the evaluations that others make of you, but your own evaluations of what is painful and pleasurable in your life. So listen as Tony begins describing strategy number 5, making powerful evaluations.
What is your destiny? Well, first of all, destiny is the study of consequences. Destiny is the study of consequences. If you're really going to be able to shape your destiny, you have to become conscious of the consequences of things before you do them. Now, you're never going to be able to do that perfectly in every area of your life, but if you can know more about the road ahead, if you can have a better understanding of the consequences of a variety of things, you can predict how your life is going to turn out. Better than predict, you can shape it. You can direct it. You can make it happen. Now, how many of you believe that destiny is preordained, it's predestined, that everything in your life is happening because it was destined to do so? Raise your hand. How many believe that? Wow. Now, only about 10 people out of about 1,400. How come? Well, because somebody who believes destiny is preordained usually wouldn't go to a seminar on how to shape their destiny. But why did these people? Because they felt like they were destined to be here. How many of you believe that destiny is shaped not by what's preordained, but by the choices or decisions you make along the way? Say aye. I believe both. I personally believe that certain things are predestined. That's my own personal belief. I don't know that it's true. That certain people are meant to meet or meant to cross paths. But I believe our destiny is shaped by what we do with that. That once we have those paths, we can choose to create something or destroy it. Move something forward or pull it back. Ignore it or use it. And so whatever you believe, it shapes you. Every action then is a cause set in motion. So think of it this way. Everything in life, whether it be a thought or something you do, is an action. And all actions basically are a cause set in motion. For every cause in your life, if there's a cause, there's going to be a what from that cause, an effect. And what's interesting is, when you set a cause-effect in motion, if you don't change anything, that cause-effect starts to create a direction. A direction. So whenever you take action, you've set a cause-effect in place, and if you don't change it, you've created a direction for your life. Now, every direction has, if we move back up, an ultimate destiny or destination. If you keep traveling in a certain direction, can you count on arriving at a certain place in your life? Yes or no?
Yes.
Absolutely. So everything in life has action, which really triggers cause, effect, direction, and if you don't change it, ultimate destination or destiny. So what many people would say is, well, this is interesting. Then, Tony, what you're really saying is that actions shape destiny. And the answer to that is yes, that's absolutely true. But it's important to know these other steps. You know why? Because if you don't understand these steps, you will be ignorant to what really shapes your life. See, because some people say, well, I took one action. How come I'm not getting what I want? I went on a diet for 4 days. How come I haven't lost all this weight? Well, because you ate like a pig for 35 years. Okay? So it takes more than 4 days, because here's how it works. You take an action. It's a cause set in motion. It has an effect. But you got to keep having that same cause effect moving forward to create a direction. And you got to keep the direction going until you hit the destination. In other words, when you start doing the right thing or the wrong thing, there is a lag time between when you take the action and when you finally get the result you're after. This is the good news and the bad news. The good news is, if you do one stupid action, does it usually destroy your destiny? Yes or no? No. You do something dumb, it's a cause set in motion, you get a bad effect, creates a little direction, but if you change it, you don't end up in a terrible place. You got time to shift it. You got lag time. The bad side of it is, you do one good thing, you don't instantly get a new destiny. You have to consistently put forward that cause-effect direction to get to that destination. And so lag time is your protector, and lag time is your tester. Are you serious? Are you really committed? It's the real secret to creating the destiny you want. So you'd say, okay, well, still action shaped destiny. That's true. But the question behind that is, what shapes all of our actions? Because we don't just do stuff. We do stuff for a specific reason. And that reason is, we have made a decision. All actions are fathered by a decision, or mother, depending upon the metaphor you prefer. All actions are fathered by decision. You cannot have an action without first making a decision. Now, you may be making these decisions unconsciously, which is the most ineffective way to do it. Or you may have consciously set up the game of, here's what I believe, here's what I value, here's what I want to do, and then forgot about it, and now it's unconsciously guided, but you set the system up consciously. Do most people make their decisions in life based upon a conscious set of beliefs, values, and rules that they thought about the consequences in advance, studying the impact upon their destiny before agreeing to with themselves? No.